ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय इन्द्रियाणि जयन्त्याशु निराहारामणीषिणः वर्जयित्वा तु रसनं तन्निरन्नस्य वर्धते. Meaning of this verse is Indriyani Jayantyashu. The senses which are very difficult to control or easily controlled or conquered. Indriyani Jayanti means people easily control. Who? Manishinaha. Very intelligent people. How? Nirahara. Nirahara means by not giving them their respective food. Actually, every Indriya has ahar. But this nirahara has a double meaning. One meaning is you don't give ahar to any of the senses, like the eyes, nose, ears, tongue and skin. That means you heard the story of that one king told that if any citizen can bring a goat which will not eat grass, he will give it an award, he said. So, one citizen had brought a goat after 3 months when the competition was held. When the king would show the grass, it will immediately go like this. If you bring the grass here, why? Because he had beaten the goat. Whenever it would eat grass, he would beat the mouth. Instead, he was feeding many other things to the goat. He was not giving. So he had trained the goat like that. So in this way we can also be a great intelligent person who denies, it's called denial, we call it, self-denial. Which means like Buddhist people, for 6 months they keep monavrat. They go to some forest and they don't speak at all. They say that when you don't speak, all your diffused thoughts, they all are brought back and you can focus them like a at a focal point on a lens. So they want to actually recollect all the thoughts and become more focused and sharp in thinking with concentration. So they keep silence. So just like keeping silence for the mouth, similarly for the eyes, for the ears, everything you can say. Nirahara manishinah. But then what happens is this. Varjayitva tu rasanam. Rasanam means tongue. When you prohibit any nice eatable for the tongue, tan nirannasya vardhate. When you don't give any anna for the tongue, nir annasya vardhate, the tongue becomes extremely greedy. Any of you try fasting from sweets for 1 month, after 1 month, whatever sweets you didn't eat that month, that plus compound interest you will eat. So much you will eat. Because tan nirannasya vardhate, it just it becomes multiple times voracious when you don't feed. So this is a big problem. Because if you feed, we eat more and more and get entangled. If you don't feed, it becomes even more voracious. Then what to do? Damned if you do, damned if you don't. With our senses. So then he says, Tavad jitendriyo nasyat vijita anjendriya puman na jayet rasanam yavat jitam sarvam jite rase. See, up to the point of time, a person cannot be called as jitendriya or one who has a goswami or control. Tavat jitendriya nasyat. You cannot call a person a man who has conquered his senses. Till when? Vijitan, Yendriya, Puman. When one has not conquered, see here it says, one who has conquered all other senses, Vijita, Anya, Indriya, Puman. But, Najayet, Rasanam, Yavat, Jitam, Sarvam, Jite, Rase. If one has conquered all senses except the tongue, Then such a person will eventually find, then again all the senses will go out of control. You may control everything. Again, you go to certain games, you have seen that. You come almost, you tick, 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 you win everything. Lastly, one thing you left and everything goes back. Just like that snake and, what is that? Snake and ladder, yeah. Isn't it? You go, 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 up, 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 then the big snake will bring you down to, back to square, yeah, correct, no? Similarly, if you don't control the tongue, all the senses are controlled. Then he says, when tongue is not controlled, again back to square, yeah, like that he says. Na jayet rasanam yavat, if tongue is not controlled, one is not considered a jitendriya. But then he's saying, jitam sarvam jite rase. He's saying, if one has controlled the tongue, he has conquered the senses, he has conquered everything. See here, read the translation.
Although one may conquer all of the other senses, as long as the tongue is not conquered, it cannot be said that one has controlled his senses. However, if one is able to control the tongue, then one is understood to be in full control of all the senses.
See, this is a secret given. That means if somebody can eat very simply and depend on the Lord and be very happy, then what happens when you control the tongue? The belly is controlled. And the belly is controlled, the genitals are controlled. And also when one does, Prabhupada says in one place, if you don't eat too much, there is no too much stamina in the body, so the passion is reduced when one eats very simply. Therefore, when foreign devotees came to India, some devotees wrote to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, we are eating very spicy food in India and we are getting a lot of diseases in the body. And instead of preaching and expanding your movement, we are simply going to Ayurvedic doctors and setting the body right. And half the day goes in setting the body right and having motion properly and, you know, bathing and, you know, doing yogasanas and all these things. We are very sad that Indian lifestyle doesn't suit us, but you want us to stay in India and preach. So Prabhupada said, beyond 40 or 50, if food is not suiting for you, he said, follow every day Ekadashi, he said. Every day Ekadashi food, he said. Which means eat fruits, eat varai and such kinds of Ekadashi type of food. He said Ekadashi food is very easy to digest, very simple. He said, and then keep your body fit and preach. He said, control your tongue. He said, if you control your tongue, keep it simple, then you will have energy, some energy also to preach, and there is no anxiety to care for the body. See, many times what happens, you have two choices. Either eat whatever, some doctors say, eat whatever you want and come once in a year, we will overhaul your body. Some people say like that. Or other hand, eat simple and get enough energy to preach, and you will see that the body will function well. So here he's saying, so the tongue, belly, genitals are all in one line. Not only that, if you eat a lot of salt and chili, you'll become very angry also. You get a lot of stamina in the senses. So the rajoguna is increased by chili and salt. And sugar also. Sugar, salt and chili, too much. In sattuguna, it should be very mild prasad. Some people don't like mild. Anyway, so here he says, see, read the purport.
By eating, one gives energy and activity to all of the senses. And thus, if the tongue is controlled...
See, a person in sattuguna is supposed to act very mildly, correct, no? But if one is eating voraciously and hot and... because in Ayurveda, there are three things, kapha, vada, pitta, you know, kapha, pitta, vada. So kapha is represented by milk and pitta is represented by fire and vata is represented by air. So these three substances. So just like air, the vata people have a very, they have a hyperactive body. They have a very, very hyperactive body. They get bone problem all over the body. And the pitta people are represented by fire because they will, like a snake they will come, like fire. They will get very angry very quickly. They will get upset with things. And the pitta. And if pitta increases in the body. And kapha people are milk. They are a little slow, they are plumpy, happy. And they are jolly people. They may be slow to think, unlike the Pitta people who are fast to think. So the kapha, in equivalent of the Bhagavad Gita, is the Sattvaguna, kapha. And Pitta is Rajaguna. And Vata is Tamaguna. And our bodies are combinations of Pitta Vata or Kapha Pitta. If you ask your doctor, they can tell you. Some of you who are a little plumpy, you are kapha body. You may be speaking a bit slowly, mildly. If you scold also, you will ask, what is it? What you scolded me? You will ask. So that is one good thing. So kapha people don't become very quickly angry or upset. Or they are slow to decide and they are jolly and happy and cheerful and very contented. They are not very ambitious. And they don't have to have a goal and reach the goal or things like that. And pitta body people, they are very ambitious. They are greedy and they are angry and they want to achieve goals. Actually, each of them have a good side, bad side also. Kapha's good side, I told you just now. Similarly, the Pitta's good side is, they can be go-getters, they can be achievers, they can be ambitious. Similarly, the Vata, people have a light, like air, I told you. Air is very light. They are very hyperactive and they are insecure. They are fearful, they get panicky. This is bad side. Actually, if you read the books on Ayurveda, they give an equivalent in Bhagavad Gita, three gunas, and this very nicely with tabla column, you will read that. But the idea is why I am telling you this. If you want to go to sattva-guna, then the ahara should be sattva also. If ahara is in sattva, only thing is people in passion will not be satisfied with good in sattva. So then you have to decide, if you eat rajasic ahara, then the rajasic quality cannot be changed so much. So, by eating one gives energy and activity to all of the senses. Go ahead.
And thus, if the tongue is uncontrolled, all of the senses will be dragged down to the material platform of existence.
Yeah.
Therefore, by all means, one must control the tongue. If one fasts, then all of the other senses become weak and lose their potency. The tongue, however, becomes more greedy to taste delicious preparations, and when one finally indulges the tongue, all of the senses quickly go out of control.
See, so therefore the tongue is like a rudder in a ship, in a boat. Well, rudder is below the boat, nobody sees it also. But when you turn the rudder, the whole direction of the ship changes. Similarly, if a tongue is going out of control, all the senses go out of control. Therefore the tongue is the most important thing. And then he's saying, Chakravarti Thakur says, advices the one accept Mahaprasad in moderate proportion. See here. In moderate proportion. Since tongue also has to vibrate the glories of the Supreme Lord and taste the ecstasy of pure Krishna consciousness, like that he is saying, and develop the higher taste. Read this one second for next verse.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur states that as long as one's intelligence is materially covered, one cannot understand the pleasure of Krishna consciousness. Trying to enjoy without Krishna, the living entity leaves the abode of the Supreme Lord called Vrajabhumi and comes down into the material world where he quickly loses control of his senses.
See, some people say Jiva never fell from spiritual world. Here it is clearly mentioned, see, trying to enjoy without Krishna, the living entity leaves the abode of the Supreme Lord called Vrajabhumi and comes down into the material world. Correct, no? Very directly it's given here. Very quickly loses control of his senses, yes.
One becomes particularly victimized by the tongue, belly and genitals, which exert intolerable pressure on the conditioned soul. These desires subside, however, when one re-establishes one's blissful relationship with the Lord, who is actually the reservoir of all pleasure. One who is attached to the taste of Krishna consciousness automatically follows all of the rules and regulations of religious life due to spontaneous attraction to Vishuddha Sattva, or the mode of pure goodness. Without such spontaneous attraction, one is certainly bewildered by the pushing of the material senses.
So two types of life. One is, a practicing devotee can be pushed by the material senses, or if one develops an attraction for Vishuddha Sattva, spiritual world, then that attraction can elevate us. Then we will work on controlling our tongue. Then we can go upwards, back to Godhead. Yeah.
Even the beginning stage of devotional service called sadhana bhakti regulatory practice is so powerful that it brings one to the platform of anartha nivritti, where one becomes free from unwanted sinful habits and gains relief from the pressure of the tongue, belly and genitals. Thus, one is delivered from the bondage of material addiction and can no longer be cheated by the allurements of the material energy.
And as it is. Got the charira, vidya, jala and everything. Read the translation.
O Lord, this material body is a lump of ignorance and the senses are a network of paths to death. Somehow, we have fallen into this ocean of material sense enjoyment, and of all the senses, the tongue is most voracious and uncontrollable. It is very difficult to conquer the tongue of in this world. But you, dear Krishna, are very kind to us and have given us such nice prasadam just to control the tongue. Now, we take this prasadam to our full satisfaction and glorify their lordships, Shri Shri Radha Krishna, and in love call for the help of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda.
Our Excellence Bhaktira Sant Maharaj used to tell this whole translation every time in IIT when we would recite Mahaprasada Govinda. Then we all would be closing our eyes and then he would recite this. O Lord, this material body is a lump of ignorance and the senses are a network of paths to death. Somehow or other we have fallen into the ocean of material sense enjoyment. And of all the senses, the tongue is the most voracious and uncontrollable. And it is very difficult to conquer the tongue in this world. But you, dear Krishna, are so very kind to us that you've given us the nice prasada. So I would also do this in my youth preaching programs after seeing that. So we have to remind the students that what we are eating is actually not food. It is mercy, Krishna's mercy in food form. In the previous purport also there is something very special. Read this.
In this connection, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur states that the business of the tongue is to gratify itself with the varieties of flavor. But by wandering in the 12 holy forests of Vrajamandala, one can be freed from the 12 flavors of material sense gratification. The 5 principal divisions of material relationships are neutral admiration, servitude, friendship, parental affection and conjugal.
Talking about the 12 rasas is speaking, and then originally these 12 rasas, read it. Originally
these 12 rasas or flavors of relationships are exchanged between the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the living entity in the spiritual world. And by wandering in the 12 forests of Vrindavan, one can re-spiritualize the 12 flavors of personal existence. Thus, one will become a liberated soul, free from all material desires. If one artificially tries to give up sense gratification, especially that of the tongue, the attempt will be a failure.
That means, if somebody says, oh, now I know the secret. If you control the tongue, all senses are controlled. So today onwards, I am going to become strict with my tongue. So if one tries like that, without elevating one's Krishna consciousness, it will be doomed to failure. That's what he is saying. So we have to, in proportion to our elevation in Krishna consciousness, we can actually control the tongue that much. Either he's saying. Otherwise it will be artificial and it will be doomed to failure. Either he's saying. Yes?
And in fact, one's desire for sense gratification will increase as a result of artificial deprivation. Only by experiencing real spiritual pleasure in relationship with Krishna can one give up material desires.
We also sing, no? Shri Rup Shri Sanatana Bhattara Gunan. Adanga Shri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunatha Yitai Gosai Kore Karana Vandana Jaha Hati Vignana Shabita Purana Chai Gosai Dhar Motar Das Pancha Bharata Dharena Bora Pancha Gras. See, for my 5 senses, I will feed the 5 types of food which is available at the lotus feet of the Goswamis, he is saying. Chai Gosai Dhar Muitara Das. Tansabara Padarenu Mora Panchagras. Panchagras means the 5 senses are 5 types of food. Which means with eyes, one should take darshan of the Yugal and read the literature left behind by the Goswamis. With the ears, one should do Shravanam. With the nose, one should smell the incense, the scent offered to Lord. With the mouth, one should eat prasad offered to Krishna. So the Goswamis have prescribed for us what food we should take. Mora panchagras. By taking that, our senses can come under control. As Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, elevate spiritually and then control the tongue. It will be effective. Like that he is saying. So coming back to our... So why I showed that now, you understand? Because the plunderers are who in the jungle? The senses are the plunderers. They force us, especially the tongue, belly, genitals and all other senses also, they drag us into the material platform. Although we want to elevate ourselves on a spiritual plane and go up, back to Godhead. So this picture, what does it show? That fellow is seeing something, what is it? Yeah, what is it? Greed. Karna, greed for money. So kama, krodha, lobha, Prabhupada says three things are actually the three viruses in our system, especially in our mind. So then mind becomes preoccupied with things. So the senses are a big menace. Even our devotee is telling, nirvinna nitaram bhuman asad indriya tarshanat. She's saying asat indriya tarshanat. This is asat indriya. So right now we have material senses which are asad indriya. And in spiritual world we have sad indriya. Now the soul has sad indriya. And the material body has asat indriya. So Prabhupada says the material body is a blanket over the soul, he's saying. The soul has pure senses, sadindriya, but material body has kadindriya. So this kadindriya is suffering producing, because kadindriya has the impurity to want to enjoy things which should not be chased after. Like in Mahabharata it is said, one should not crave for things which one should not aspire for. Like Ravana aspired for Sita, like that. And one should at any cost attain that which is almost impossible to attain, which is spiritual world. So what should be aspired for, what should not be craved after. So all that is explained in Shastra well. So they are considered to be plunderers in the forest, uncontrolled senses. Then read this.
The family members steal the wealth protected by the man with the logic, "You should protect us by supplying food and clothing." Of the two, the plunderers in the form of the senses are more difficult to control than the jackals of family members.
Yeah, family members cannot be blamed. Why? Because a man marries a wife and begets children and purchases amenities and facilities like cars, a bungalow and comforts and everything for actually enjoying his senses. He wants all these people and things for satisfying his demands of his senses. So therefore he's saying... That out of the two, the family people's demands and the person's senses. Actually, the family members and relatives, friends, everybody is like extended senses for us. Already we have five senses and they become added up to that. Correct, no? Because ultimately, the jiva uses his senses to enjoy, but he becomes a slave of the senses called godas. So, in this way, when the family members' number increases, then there are demands on individual, and then in this way one suffers. So they are compared to the jackals here in the jungle. Like this, I told you, analogy, different analogies, examples will come as we proceed in this world. How now, why these people are called jackals? There are many. Prabhupada gives example of how sometimes a man may marry a woman who is extremely greedy for more and more. One story I told you before, if you remember. Four boys used to come to Chapari temple. One of them was a very good boy, devotee boy. So he had some computer company, small size firm he had. You know. So he would make monthly a few lakh rupees. You know. So sometimes he would make even 6 lakhs, 8 lakhs also sometimes, monthly. He had his own firm. So he had, in this way, he had made money, gradually he had made I exactly don't remember how much money he had, but his wife had told him that, he was making, the beginning, when he didn't have a firm, he was working for another company, and then gradually he made a firm. So he started earning about 2 lakh or something like that. So if you earn about 2 lakh per month, how much you make per year? 24 lakhs. You make 24 lakhs. So in 4 years you make about 1 crore. Correct, no? So he had made, in this way, he had made a few crores, probably 4 crores or something like that he had made. So when he got married, his wife told him that you cannot go to temple, you have to first, you know, make money, and because that's a very big family, rich people family. So she said, look at your brother, look at your cousin brother who is abroad and everything. You have to make it. So she gave him one target. You have to bring it up to 25 crores. After that, I'll give you freedom to go to temple. So when I called him, he said, Prabhu, next 10 years I can't come. Because I have a target given. I have to complete it. So somebody can be very greedy like that. So you have heard the story of that one woman, of a fisherman, wife of a fisherman. The fisherman went to catch the fishes. One golden fish came. And the golden fish said, please, please don't catch me. I will bless you. And the man asked the fish, I don't have anything to ask you. He said, no, you can go home, consult with your wife and come back. So he went home. She said, oh, really? Why didn't you catch and bring it? We could have asked so many things. Anyway, she said, ask for a big palace. Then when this man went and came and asked, there was a big palace. Then she said, ask the fish to give me plenty of dresses and ornaments and everything. And the fish awarded that also second time. Then she said, I want to become the queen of this whole state. Current queen, and the king, they should be dismissed. So you should become king and I'll become the queen. There will be my control. So, yes, then that was also made possible. Now, what else you want? So she said, the sun, it only sets for a short time. It's only 6 hours in the night we get sleep. We want more time. So the sun should be up in the sky only for, 5-6 hours in a day, and rest of the time should be night so we can relax, sleep more, she said. Then when the fish heard it, he said, see, now she wants to control the sun and moon. She wants to control the natural phenomena. And then the fish said, go back and see. When he went back, he saw only the old hut was there. The old hut and the wife was there. She was screaming. So this story is told for greed. Actually, there are many stories like this. You know that Kuladi, woodcutter, correct? Yeah. One fellow lost his woodcutter, and the fairy came and said, is this golden one yours? He said, no. Is this silver one yours? He said, no. Is this wooden one yours? He said, yes. She said, take all the three because you are truthful. Then another Kuladi, his neighbor, what he did? He went to the river and purposefully threw it. Isn't it? When the fairy asked the golden one, is it yours? Yes, yes. He wanted to keep it. And then the fairy showed the silver one. Is this one? Yeah, I don't mind taking that also. Then the fairy said, see, you are a cheater. So the fairy took all the three away. So these stories are said for what? For greed. So why they are compared to jackals? Because we will see that when people become greedy, in life you will lose peace. You will lose peace of mind. Because there is no end to greed. There is not enough in this world for one man's greed, it is said. Therefore, leave alone your relatives. First, we should have satisfaction ourselves. If we are greedy, then we will trouble our own mind too much. Over ambition, an unhealthy comparison with others, and trying to become like someone else. These kind of things, why he is flourishing, why people are appreciating him so much, how I can become like him, how I can beat him down, I can get better than him. This kind of greed only makes one a jackal. Why the jackal example is given? See, the jackal is in Tamoguna. It's a night creature. It will be awake in the night. And the jackal always will eat only the flesh left behind by the tiger. The tiger is in passion, and whatever pieces of flesh are left behind, the jackal will eat that. So it's a very insecure creature. If somebody comes in the jungle, and the jackal is afraid they may kill me, they are not going to kill him. But you know what he will do? He will pass urine on the sand and mix it, and like that he will throw on the eyes to blind them. Because once they become blind, they cannot kill him. How I know this? I used to study in a polytechnic. We used to go through a eucalyptus forest, shortcut. And then we would catch up with the main road. So me and my friends would go. In the beginning only they warned us that when we returned in the evening, it would become 6:30, 7 sometimes. So they told us that when you come through the forest, a lot of foxes would be there. They howl very loudly. So there will be no light also. Very dim light would be there. So they would tell us that when you are coming, if you see a fox, you know, it's very risky because the fox may pass urine and throw on your eyes and blind you. So therefore we would come little early before the sun sets completely. It's an insecure creature. Why he wants to blind others? So that it can save its life. Similarly, insecure people have a tendency to pull others' leg. So that, you know, I am down, you also should be down only. Like that. That is a tendency. Like if I am a failure, you should also fail. Like I told you that example, some of the AIDS patients put needle on the seats of cinema theater. When boys and girls went and sat, they got the needle and they got AIDS. Why they wanted everyone to have AIDS? If we have AIDS, you all will look at us down. So let everybody have AIDS in this world. See? This is insecurity. Correct, no? So these jackals and others. Now, why are they compared to jackals? I will tell you. Your wife will tell the husband that, hey, look at your cousin brother, he's in America. Look at your neighbor, they have independent bungalow and we are having only 2 BHK. They have independent bungalow. Look at your friend's car, you know, he has got a big Innova and you have got a simple Santro. Look at others. Thoda aankh khol kar dekho, duniya mein kiske paas kya kya hai? Thoda to akal chahiye tumko. Ghar mein baith kar kya karte ho? You know, take one more job in the evening also. Daytime one job, evening one job. This is a materialistic woman. When women are materialistic and greedy, they can feel insecure looking at other people in the world, and they will ask you to also work like others. Therefore, the worldly people are considered to be jackals. You see. Now, read this.
Everyone is engaged in earning a livelihood in some profession. In these dealings, one has to meet undesirable people whose behavior is compared to the biting of mosquitoes.
Yeah. You can also see this one. What is the tabla column number, page number?
87.
Okay. So in 87, if you see, see the tabla column, merchant we finished, 6 plunderers we finished, jackals just now we finished. And then... Then dense bowers composed of thickness of bushes. No, that comes later. Okay, mosquitoes, no? Now current mosquitoes, yeah. Low class men who are like biting mosquitoes and by thieves who are like locust, vultures and rats. Okay. Here there is not much explanation given. You can also keep Prabhupada's purport open in case I have missed out something. What is the verse number? It is third verse B. Go to chapter 13. Chapter 13, verse number 3. Mosquitoes and biting mosquitoes. See, Prabhupada writes in brackets, envious people. It is disturbed by, there are bushes in which mosquitoes are living and is bitten by those mosquitoes. This is a nice purport Prabhupada gives. Read it.
The material household is actually a whole of fruitive activity. To earn a livelihood, one engages in different industries and trades, and sometimes one performs great sacrifices to go to higher planetary systems.
See, Prabhupada gives two examples. If you are a non-devotee, then you only go to industries and here, there, and work hard to make money to enjoy life. And if you are a pious man, you do sacrifices to go to heaven. Yes.
Apart from this, at least everyone is engaged in earning a livelihood in some profession or occupation. In these dealings, one has to meet many undesirable people and their behavior is compared to the biting of mosquitoes. This creates very undesirable conditions. Even in the midst of these disturbances, one imagines
okay,
that he...
Okay, that's another. So, what is the meaning of this? He says that in business dealings, there are envious people who will try to exploit you. Like in one place, one gentleman became a partner with 2 more people. Business partner. So they made a condition that, you know, there should be signature by, you know, all 3 of them to withdraw money. You know, so later on they found that after 2-3 years of business, it was becoming difficult. All of them were traveling here there. Then they said, you know, 2 of the signature is compulsory, and 1 of them can give just an affirmation. Like that they made, and this person was innocent. He agreed. Okay, you can, whenever you all want to take out money, you can check with me on phone and then can take it. And they nodded their head. And those two fellows came together and withdrew the entire amount from the bank, which was many crores of rupees, and they divided it amongst themselves and ran away. So this fellow lost some 3-4 crores in business, and they cheated him. So this fellow was so fed up with life. He was cheated in business. And then he decided to commit suicide. So then in his ancestors, they had one Ganesh deity. So he wanted to make a small temple for Ganesh deity. And then he thought, then I will commit suicide, I'll go away. So he extended his life for just one more month, 1 or 2 months. So he wanted to collect some money from here and there and arrange for a small Ganesh temple to be built, and then he was planning to commit suicide. In the meantime, in their city, there was a program, some festival program held, in which his wellness Bhaktirasamut Maharaj had come. And this fellow was also there. He attended the lecture. He went to the temple. After hearing the lecture, he was like completely clean, bold. He went and met Maharaj personally, and he cried to him and reopened his heart to him, and he told him, I was intending to commit suicide, but after seeing you, my heart has changed. I heard the lecture, kids and everything. Then he became initiated devotee now. But why I am saying, in this way, in this world, when one enters into business, this mosquito who bit him is not ordinary mosquito, it's like dengue mosquito. That they practically were about to cause suicide for that fellow. Isn't it? Sometimes the dengue mosquito kills the person only, no? Correct, no? It's like that. But there are other fellows who are cheaters in business. You know the word pilferage in English? You know what is the meaning of pilferage? See, our Ramanand Prabhu is so intelligent. In Kunjipari temple, we used to have one hundi in which the top, there will be opening. And the opening was 2 millimeters. 2 millimeters and long like this. So he, Ramanand Prabhu, used to observe, because the transparent glass you can see the money. One day he saw that why the money, instead of increasing, it is reducing. So he came and told me, the Prabhu, we have captured one thief who puts one thin wire kind of thing into that hole and pulls out rupee notes. You know, 500 rupee, 100 rupee, he pulls out and he takes out. So pilferage means taking out little money. Not taking a big money. Because then you can have regular supply, correct, no? If you take out everything, they will immediately shut you down. So that's called pilferage. So in business also, you will find some people will cheat you with little money. And there is also a lot of under the table money, we call it, which is bribe and all. Sometimes the companies are cheated by employees who are looting through bribe and everything. So he's saying that this kind of, and also the mosquito bite represents in company when there is a promotion, a genuine person doesn't get promotion. And another non-genuine person goes and, you know, fills the ears of the boss, says something bad about a genuine person, and then he puts soap for the boss and he gets promotion. Correct, no? So in companies I found there's a lot of politics. People just, you know, talking behind the back of others and pulling others down, trying to climb on others' heads. So that kind of corporate lifestyle where there's a cutthroat competition, actually it is such a shameful thing. It's not very decent, superficial thing. Now what I'm saying is openly done in companies. Actually, when I had given a seminar called Anger Management in Persistent Company, initially there were only about 25 people registered. So they had arranged a small seminar hall. Then 2 days before my seminar, I sent one case study of one Raman who is a team lead with 10 members in his team. And these things are included in that. Leg pulling, backbiting, you know, what all different things different people do, you know, insecurity, all that. One page problem, situation problem I had given. When I sent it, they made a call and told me, sir, we are sorry to tell you that earlier we told you 25 are attending, now 290 people are attending, they say. Yeah. Then they arranged in a big auditorium. Why? Because they all could relate with it. If it is not true, why so many are coming? Correct, no? These things are happening in the company. So, it is like, you may be thinking small children sometimes take away each other's toy and they punch on the nose and they fight. Same way big people also fight. After they grow, they are big children, you can call them if you want. Correct, no? Like, you know, Kaikeyi Mantra, are they small children? Mantra is filling up the ears of Kaikeyi, and Kaikeyi is saying, my son should become king and your son should go to forest, you see. So same things happen. So these are like mosquitoes. Mantra is like mosquito, correct, no? Mantra mosquito, correct? That's what he is saying. In this way, when you do your business or profession for earning for livelihood in this world, you can't live peacefully. Therefore, it is said, in this world, kurvan dukkha pratikaram sukhavan manyate grihi, it is said. If somebody is smart in making money in this world and he can counteract, you know, different forces which will pull him on either side, people are pulling his shirt and tearing his shirt and punching him, kicking him, he somehow makes money. He kicks all others away and he makes money. So such a person is called successful man in this world. There are people, shamelessly he will make money, you will see that. And many people are ready to tolerate insults of many people to make money, correct, no? You will see that. See this, see, sales people who go for making sale, many times they have to wag their tail to so many people to sell, correct, no? Like medical representatives or sales people. And there is another fellow called recovery agent. You know who is recovery agent? See, recovery agent is a decent name for gunda. Yeah. Yeah, basically he has to get the money. He has to go and give some dhamki to get the money. So without these things, money doesn't come. We brahmacharis are sitting within four walls. You know, very smoothly money comes, we don't know. But in the material world, without mosquito bite, you cannot get money. It's not possible. Yeah? Yeah, they apply. Yeah, correct. Read this.
Even in the midst of these disturbances, one dreams that he is going to construct a grand house and live there permanently, although he knows that he cannot.
Yeah. See, Prabhupada writes that in the second part of the... You read that further, purport.
Even in the midst of these disturbances, one imagines that he is going to construct a grand house and live there permanently, although he knows that he cannot.
Oh, that much only Prabhupada has given also. He hasn't given more than that. And here in your, this thing is there? Sometimes he sees an imaginary palace. Oh, that is different. Mind's false vision.
Because his mind is absorbed in lusty, fruitive activities, he sees the material world as permanent, where he drinks, eats and has sex. Being overly attached, he chases after sense objects, just as deer chase a mirage in the desert.
That is another. See, some examples are overlapping here. Later on, he will talk about Gandharvapur. This is also similar to that Gandharvapur. Gandharvapur is actually imaginary marble palace which you may see in the clouds when you are lying on the terrace of your house. And because it looks like a marble palace, which is a cloud formation. Is cloud formation a marble palace? It's just an imagination. Because, you know, sometimes the sun is behind the clouds. So the sun or moon is behind the clouds. So the cloud looks very silvery. And when it makes a formation in a certain way, it looks like a palace. And then you sleep for some time, and then after 1 hour you woke, you got up and you see the clouds have got converted into elephant shape. Now the palace has become elephant now. After some time you see it looks like a tree. Some clouds are like this and like this, it looks like it. So the formations keep changing, it's a false vision. Correct, no? Any of you have seen cloud formations and decoded it to be representing some object? Any of you have done it? Correct, no? Yeah. So those objects are false objects, correct, no? They look like some object, but actually that object has no substantiality. But what here he is saying, Jadabharata, in this world, even if you have a true palace, that palace also is like the cloud palace only, he says. Why? Because you can't live here permanently. You may build a beautiful palace, and after some time, you leave and go. Like in Pune, in HDFC colony, you know, I used to go in Nigdi behind. There is one gentleman, and once he had invited me, I had gone to his house. So later on, when I joined Pune temple, he had again called. So we had gone to his house. Huge marble house he has made. So they are from Rajasthan, and they had made with costly marble, and he wanted to show me all the rooms in the house. Swamiji, please come, I will show you here, there, everywhere, you know, kitchen and upstairs. They spent crores of rupees to make the independent bungalow in that area. So I saw that. And then he told me that he took me to the puja room, and there he showed me the photo of Dadichi Muni. some picture of Dadichimani. He said, we come in Dadichimani's lineage. They're coming in his vamsh. So I was thinking, you are coming in Dadichimani's lineage, you don't have to give your bones. But at least you should give something for the new upcoming temple, isn't it? So people living in it, he builds a beautiful marble palace for himself, but he doesn't want to build a marble palace for the Lord. Correct, no? You can see that. So now he has built a beautiful marble palace. Can he live there permanently? Cannot. It's a false vision. It's an imaginary palace only. Because the palace will be finished. Some people spend their whole life to spend and build a building like that, but eventually Prabhupada says they become a rat in the same palace, Prabhupada says. Because it depends on how they live. Read it.
Generally, karmis are attracted to gold money. It displays itself for a moment like a meteor ghost and is then gone.
Yeah. See, the ghosts are compared to material desires. Why? Why the material desires are compared to ghosts? Just as a ghost may appear and disappear, sometimes a meteor in the sky may appear and disappear. Similarly, the gold appears in front of you. After some time, you suddenly have to pledge the gold for taking some money, and then you are unable to pay back the money and the gold goes away from you. In this way, gold comes and goes away. Money comes in your pocket and it's spent away. So these are all things which come, stays for a while and goes away. And therefore, it is compared to meteor or ghost or gold, things like that. And the left side is?
Action, growth of bushes despite burning grass does not disappear.
Like if you burn grass on a field, sometimes fields are blackish, you have seen that? They have burnt it. But although you have burnt it, the roots are not burned. Only the top is burned. Again it will come up. Similarly, material desires also. Material desires sometimes appear to be gone, but they come again later on because we have not uprooted them fully. Similarly, a hing pot. If the hing powder was kept in a pot and you throw away the hing outside and you wash the pot and you dry it, either you smell it, what will you get? Hing smell. Similarly, even the material desires, even if one has executed, one has removed them, everything, the vasanas are very deep. The vasanas are there. You may say no to material desires, but the vasanas are there. Like that hing vasana is coming. So the two examples are given. Hing smell and the burning the grass superficially. The root is remaining. The material desires are of that nature, he is saying. They don't go away. They keep on coming. Like you take the word habit. Remove the hach. What remains? Habit. If you remove the A, bit. You remove the B, like that it remains. Something clings on. It doesn't go away very easily. Everybody can experience it. The old desires are not gone. They keep revisiting again and again. And they keep tormenting the living entity. Therefore, it is compared to a ghost. Because the ghost, a ghost-haunted person behaves very foolishly. Correct, no? Sometimes he speaks like a crazy man, different things. And when people beat up and remove the ghost out, then he behaves normally. Or like a drunken man, how he behaves. Similarly, man afflicted with material disease, he becomes mad. you must have seen this advertisement. They have, there is a biscuit called Britannica or Britannia? Britannia. So one says, Britannia, 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 Britannia. One fellow would say in the advertisement, if you have seen it. So basically they want to say that this man is mad for Britannia, so great is the biscuit. That's what they want to show. So the material world, all the advertisement industries, their goal is to make people mad for their product. For example, Horlicks or Bonvita. If you take, generally you put it in a liquid and then make and give. My mother used to make and give. But I tell the mother, okay, you don't have to prepare, I will prepare myself. You leave the bottle with me. Then after she would leave the bottle, one time she was shocked. In 3 days, bottle got over. How is it? Because you take a spoon and put in the mouth, it is highly intoxicating. You want to eat more and more. Why? Recently, I heard that they put some molasses or some product of methanol, some product of liquor is added in Bonvita and in Horlicks, the purpose of which is to intoxicate and addict the people who take Horlicks or Bonvita, so that they will again and again purchase it. Just you can see that. So many times when you eat it, it's very highly addictive. You can see that. So material industries, advertisements, all these people, they want to make you mad after their bogus product. There are many products which you don't need at all. It's like selling a refrigerator to Eskimo. Does Eskimo need a refrigerator? He's living in Arctic Antarctica, where everywhere there is ice only. In fact, their houses are made of ice blocks only. Instead of bricks, you can make your house with ice blocks. And if you can sell a fridge to him, you are really a smart businessman. So that is how in the material world people are selling products which you don't need at all. They're making a fool out of you because they aggravate the material desires. And they make you addicted. Once you are addicted, you will regularly buy whatever it is, commodity. Therefore, as the ghost haunted person behaves like a fool, a material desires haunted person also behaves like that. All that glitters is not gold. Maya's glamour is for fools. You heard that song. So, the people are rendered fools by material desires. See, inside we have material desires, outside we have Maya's glamour. And they both match very nicely. So therefore a person becomes hypocritical and ruins his spiritual career. So therefore one should nullify the material desires inside. If you don't destroy the material desires, the glitter and glamour of Maya will be extremely addictive and attractive and we will fall prey. So therefore he's comparing it like this. See, eyes blinded by dust, that is desire for possessions as well as illicit sex, which is actually observed by demigods. You read it?
His intelligence becomes blinded by lust and he does not recognize the devatas of the directions such as the sun and fire who witness his sinful actions.
See, when a person becomes addicted to opposite sex, whether it is man for a woman or woman for a man, in this world, especially in this day and age, boys, girls have no control of their senses because they are not trained in moral science, they are not trained in spirituality. The schools, colleges are just making them two-legged animals. Prabhupada called them spiritual slaughterhouses. So we have to feel pity for their ignorance. They are ignorant of the great laws of the nature. Like in the road, you have traffic laws. See, if you break civil laws, the punishment is not very severe. If you break criminal laws, the punishment is very severe. For example, if you are breaking the signal on the road, you are breaking a civil law. So they may fine you 500 rupees, 1000 rupees, something like that. Isn't it? If you murder somebody, or if somebody makes forgery, signature, false signature, then one will be put behind the bars for 5 years, 10 years, or in Andaman Nicobar Islands or something like that. It's a criminal. So when one breaks criminal laws, the punishment is very severe. Similarly, in God's laws, there are some simpler laws. For example, if somebody has eaten non-veg instead of eating vegetarian, it is violence, surely. So there is some punishment for it. But there are very serious deviations. One of them is illicit sex. Shastras consider killing of a cow, killing of a brahmana, or mistreating another man's wife, who is actually not one's property. These are all considered as grave, very extremely grave offenses, breaking criminal laws. Punishments are severe. You know, the fifth canto of Bhagavatam explains, if somebody does illicit sex, they are in the hell, they are given a fiery body to embrace, isn't it? So, and in the same manner, somebody is drinking liquor, they have to drink molten iron. That kind of punishments, these are all severe punishments are awaiting. Similarly, if somebody has killed a child in the womb, nowadays boys, girls mix freely when it begins with a handshake and ends with abortion. And when they abort a child, it means they will be murdered in the next life, in some way. Either they will die under a lorry, or they may be killed by somebody. If somebody indulges in such kinds of things. Or like 3.8 lakh people were submerged under the sand in tsunami. This is all because of abortion only. So when killing a shishu in the womb and not letting the child see the daylight. So they'll be punished like that. So foolish youth are thinking that nobody is watching us. Sometimes in Pune you find women, they cover their whole face and this thing, everything. They're tightly embracing a boy in a bike and both are going to Lonavala or somewhere and thinking we'll enjoy. Hare, whose eyes can you escape? There are 12 sakshis watching. Yeah? You know, there are 12 sakshis beginning the earth, the sky, the sun, the moon, the directions, the presiding deities, many demigods, the super soul. Like that, there are 12 sakshis mentioned in the 6th canto. Even if you bolt the door of your room and privately one indulges in illicit sex, it's all watched by 12 sakshis. They have been given power, like Yamaraj and his agents are given the power to watch our sinful activities. So one should know, like here I have given two of them. Durga Devi is watching and Super Soul is watching. Like that, there are other sakshis also. One is being watched. But the foolish living entity doesn't know. He is thinking that I can enjoy the way I want. No one knows. Now, and people think, now I heard that somebody from Andhra was telling me, nowadays boys, girls, they run away from home, get registered marriage done and then tell the parents. But why tell parents? Because they want the property of the parents. Therefore they tell. Otherwise they don't have to tell them also. So you find that this degradation is happening and living entities are going to be severely punished for such actions. Yeah.
Scolding of government officials or enemies, directly or indirectly, who use arrogant words arising from their severe enthusiasm.
It's called severe enthusiasm. Like you can see, the government officials sometimes come for income tax raid. They come into your house and they loot the whole money. Prabhupada says some governments take away 80% of the earning from a person. They leave 20% to him so that next time you'll earn more, otherwise you will have no enthu to earn at all. Correct, no? They loot most part of the property, they loot away like this. You know, our Hare Krishna devotees in Germany had saved a lot of money and they told Prabhupada, Prabhupada told, don't keep so much money. If the government people come to know that you have so much money, they will loot it. And exactly it happened 2-3 months later. The government police came to the Frankfurt, I think, in Germany, ISKCON temple. They came. And they took back, they beat up the devotees, they put them in the police van and took them to the police station. Actually, they had no reason for their allegation against devotees. But finally, they took away most of the collected money. It was all Deutschmark, German money. So later on, the news reached Prabhupada said, see, I told you, earn a lot of money, spend a lot of money, don't stock it, Prabhupada said. Because anybody who stocks money, he becomes an object of envy in this world. Anybody who stores a lot of money. You heard the story of this alpha level top man who was going in his car to Bombay, carrying some 20 lakhs in his car. Some 4 or 5 gundas attacked him somewhere in Lonavala, beyond Lonavala, the express highway. When it was broad daylight, 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock in the daytime. His car was stopped and they all showed big sticks and knife also they had, big sharp knife they had. They knew, somehow they found out that he is carrying money. They told him, Nikalo. So he took the whole bag of 20 lakhs and gave it to them. Then they were asking amongst themselves, Abhi kya karne ka isko, marne ka, chod dene ka? They were asking. And they were discussing amongst themselves. So our driver of this rich man, he was watching, ye kya bol raha, wo kya bol raha. One is asking, should we kill him? Another one is saying, arre chod do. Another police saying, arre chodo mat. If you isko chod doge, to police mein complain kar dega. Khatam kar do. Khatam karke feng do usko. Throw him away from the bridge. So this rich man told the driver, hey, don't be hearing the, is it drama going on? You know, it's the question of my life threat. Take a U-turn and rush back. Then zoom, he took a U-turn and rushed back to Pune. So, you know, me and one more devotee, we went to his house 2 days later. He had become so fearful that 8-10 locks he had put from the house inside. So many watchmen were there. At last we crossed all of them and we met him. So when we met him personally, he was so fearful. Half an hour he was staring at us, he didn't speak at all. Because he was about to lose his life, no? They would have taken the big knife and stabbed in his belly. Finished. On the spot he would have died. So therefore he dreamt about the prospect of being killed. Therefore he could not speak at all. Then after half an hour he saw we both are sadhus. So he started opening up slowly. He said, I have never got such an experience in my life. So sometimes you may have money due to envy, other living entities may attack you because of too much money you have, or the government officials may loot your money. Or sometimes a rich man goes to a hospital, the doctor looks at the car, which car he has come from? Hey, bada party. He will say, aapko thoda dard ho raha hai na, thoda bypass kar lena acha hai. Aur 20 saal jayenge aap, chinta mat karna. Actually, poor fellow, one devotee told me in America, he went to doctor and said, doctor, I will give you the money, whatever will be required for bypass. But in case I don't need a bypass, don't do bypass for me. I will give you money, now only I will give you. Because you understand, I have billions of dollars. But don't spoil my body. I already have a proper heart. You take as much charge as you want, but don't ruin my body, he said. Understand, no? So, in this way, you know, doctors, you know, lawyers, or you can call them liars also, liars, and doctors, government officials, income tax rate people, all kinds of people, thieves, anybody who sees money with you, you become a target. See, many people crave to become rich people. You only have to laugh at them. Because if you become very rich, there are multiple people aiming at you. You can't be peaceful. Actually, you don't know how fortunate we are being devotees. Because not many people can envy you. You don't have much to envy. You only have spiritual gifts. Correct, no? Spiritual gift, nobody will envy you. They will say, chhod do usko, kya karne ka hai? Correct, no? If you carry material gifts in this world, my Lord. Yeah. Give him the mic.
A slightly difficult question. Many years ago, one lady, she had approached and she said, what's the problem in having sex? Unmarried. I like it. Another person likes it. So, what is the problem? For a man, I can understand the virya. If you keep the virya, then it has its own advantages and it's very nice. But for a woman like this, what stops her, what should one say, or what stops her from thinking like this? What's wrong in thinking like this for a woman?
Yeah, I'll tell you. In Kampilya Desh, once there was one Brahmana, very tall and effulgent and with long, beautiful, flowing hair, was playing on an instrument and walking on the road. The women of Kampilya Desh, when they came out of their houses and saw this handsome man, with broad shoulders and long arms and fair body, eyes like lotus petals and long curly hair, and singing very sweetly and playing instrument, they became mad, madly attracted to him. They started following him. They got into a romantic mood. Not one or two, many, many women. They followed him. And the husbands were at home. They became annoyed. Hey, our wives are leaving us and going, not doing their duty at home. And they are considering another man to be their paramour and going away. So they all went to king and complained. And when the king heard, he immediately summoned that Brahman. So when the Brahman was called to the court, then women also went along with the Brahman. And the women told the king, my dear king, this Brahmana is nirapradhi. He is innocent. He is not fit for punishment because he didn't do anything wrong. His only mistake is he is very handsome and he has a sweet voice. That is his one. And he plays instrument very nicely. So we all are attracted to him as if a lover is attracted to beloved. So we have become fascinated by his handsomeness, beauty and everything. So we only went, why do you want to call him and punish him? So, and they said, what's wrong? After all, in this world, it's very rare to get youth. Youth is a stage when you can enjoy the most. If a young boy meets a young girl or a young girl meets a young boy, it's a wonderful time for us to have fun, enjoy, because the senses are strong, and youth is the time for enjoyment. You are not going to enjoy when you are old man. When you are 60, 80, 90, your body has so many pains and so many different joints and everything. So they said, We don't like to be at home with our husbands. We are happy going behind this fellow. They were in a romantic mood, as I told you. And the king was surprised. How can I answer this question? And the husbands are complaining that the wives are going. And the wives are saying, we ourselves like to go, we are going. So at that time, the Brahmana told the king that, please give me an opportunity to speak. And he spoke. He told to all these women, oh mothers, you know, you do not know the Shastra. He said, a woman who is married to a man, she should treat her husband like God, even if husband has some deficiencies. A husband may not be handsome, a husband may not be wealthy, a husband may have a diseased body, a husband may be very weak physically or this thing, or a husband may not come from very high lineage. But the moment a woman is married to a man, she should have respect for the husband. And she should see him as God's gift and accept him as her master, Mr. Master, accept in her life and serve him faithfully. And if such a woman does it, she will be called as a Grihalakshmi at home. And one should know, she should know that actually God has sent this man to protect me and my body and maintain me. And I should not reject it. It's like rejecting a God's gift. Rejecting a husband is like rejecting God's gift. And then he said, on the other hand, if a woman leaves her husband and goes after another man, considering the another playboy, another man like a playboy. You know what's a playboy? A playboy has relation with multiple girls. But he is not a responsible man. He just hops and jumps from one girl to another girl. He is simply like a dog. So, if a woman gets attracted to a handsome boy may be handsome and attractive, but he is not the maintainer of the woman. He will go from one woman to another. He is not interested in maintaining anyone. He just enjoys whoever is available. So, he said, if a woman gets attracted to a man like that, that such a woman will be taken to hell and given a very solid punishment, very heavy punishment. She becomes a Rakshasi in her next life. She becomes a man-eater in the next life. And not just one life, he said millions of lives one has to suffer for her unchastity. So he told them, when all the women heard it, they got shocked. And they all offered obeisances to the Brahmana and said, since you have called us as mothers, we will treat you as a son. We will not treat you as a paramour. So we are very sorry for our bad behavior, impure behavior. Probably it is because we have not been in touch with Shastra or the temples or the saints. So they said that we will at once go home and we will stick to our duties, they said. And the king felt very relieved. Husbands became very happy also. And the Brahmana proceeded to the next village, continuing his kirtans and everything. Now, what happened to this woman? This was in Satya Yuga. And in Satya Yuga, even if you have an impure thought in the mind, that is punishable. In Kali Yuga, impure thought is not punishable. Impure act is punishable. So because he existed in Satya Yuga, this woman thought impurely. So these are the women who became Rakshasis in Lanka, who were surrounding Sita. You know, there were different Rakshasis. Some Rakshasis had a pig type of face. Some had a big belly. They were looking very ugly. Some had a big face and a small body. Different kinds of bodily shapes and forms. Rakshasis, all bloodthirsty monsters. They became like that. And Hanuman had gone. Those are the Rakshasis who are in Ashokvatika around Sita. And these are the ladies. So now somebody may ask, why they became Rakshasis? They anyway did not do anything wrong. But for thinking wrong, they got that punishment. And if somebody does wrong, you can imagine. Correct, no? How much more it will be punishable if somebody acted wrong. So this is one thing. Another thing, even if a woman comes and proposes to a man, you look very handsome, I want to enjoy with you. A man should say, see, you are not my property. You belong to your father. Or you belong to your husband. Or you belong to your son. A woman is never independent. She is always property of someone. So I have no right to enjoy with you. And such a woman, both are proposing to each other and enjoying nowadays. It has become a very common thing. They have become like basically cats and dogs and pigs, that's all. I think there is no wonder in this. It's like it's a degradation. And those who are devotees, devotees have to safeguard their sanctity. See, even when brahmacharis are traveling, there are brahmacharis attacked by so many women in many places, through phones, through emails. Many women try to hunt down brahmacharis also. So it is very easy for brahmachari to get the company of a woman. And brahmachari may think, oh, he's so easily available. But for a woman to pollute one brahmachari or pollute any other number of people in this world is easy for her. But the brahmachari's career is finished. He is no more a brahmachari, he is a brahmachari, pragna, after that. Then where is his purity, where is his sanctity, where is his preaching, where is his faithfully serving Prabhupada's mission? After that, everything has gone to gutter. Correct, no? Therefore, we should know the woman who is coming and proposing us, she may propose like that to 2 dozen men. Because she is a pig. Basically, she is a she pig. Correct, no? Do you want to become a he pig? That you have to decide. If you want to become a he pig, both of you go and enjoy and live in gutter. That's all. Isn't it? But if you want to be divine, one has to have the inner strength to say no. When His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj was in Juhu, Mr. Yan was creating various troubles to throw out the devotees. And one of the troubles he gave was, when Giriraj Swami was sitting in a bus stand close to Juhu temple, he sent one prostitute who came and sat right next to him. Now she was coming and trying to hit him with her thighs, and trying to kind of, you know, allure him. At that time Giriraj Swami says, you know, I thought, you know, she looks very beautiful, you know, she looks very tender, very attractive. But if I enjoy with her, what will Prabhupada feel? Prabhupada will be broken hearted with me, you know, I would have lost my character, and it'll come in all the papers and everything. Now tomorrow, you know, ISKCON will suffer. And so his love for Prabhupada saved him. So he immediately got up and went back to the temple. He did not allow her to. So it is almost like Haridas Thakur incident, correct? No? Isn't it? It's another incident in this day and age, correct? Haridas Thakur incident happened 500 years ago. Now it is similar thing is happening now. So devotees, both Matajis, Prabhujis in ISKCON moment should be of very high character. They should not succumb to any member of the opposite sex, even if it comes free of cost, even if it comes freely. Nowadays people think, you know, marriage is a big responsibility. Just enjoy like dogs with anybody you want. You know, it is dog life. They have no, there is no family security. There is no genuine affection, genuine protection, genuine shelter. Modern day society is Kali Yuga's deadly society. So one should be very. Actually, we have to be very careful to safeguard our purity. Just like diamond kept in a box. You know, there's a special type of box in which they keep the diamond, or isn't it gold ring and other things. So especially those who are practicing devotional service, they have to protect themselves very carefully. So what is that box? That box is the four regs, four regulative principles. We have to preserve ourselves, and the diamond is our spiritual offering to Srila Prabhupada's mission, offering of ourselves. So we have to protect ourselves. Actually, it is not, nowadays it's so easy. You go to the internet, there are many photos of women and phone numbers. You just click, the woman will come to your door. It is so easily available nowadays. So falling down is very easy nowadays. It's not very difficult. In those days, falling down would have been difficult. One Ajamila in the forest found one Shudra Shudrani. Prabhupada says, now there are thousands of Ajamilas, Prabhupada says, in Kali Yuga. Thousands of opportunities to fall down. Therefore, Kali Yuga is a crash course. It's not like Satya Yuga. Satya Yuga is 100,000 years. 1 lakh years. And also everything is wonderful, divine, and you know, wherever you go, people are chanting Vedic mantras. You know, you hardly find any symptoms of degradation in Satya Yuga. Whereas in Kali Yuga, wherever you put your eyes in the outside world, there is bad cinema posters, boys, girls behaving badly, people, everywhere there is degradation. So in this age, if we can preserve our sanctity, and whole life we preserve our sanctity and offer it, give it as an offering to Krishna, then you go back to Godhead. Correct, no? And one of the easiest ways to preserve our sanctity is, you know, very rigidly adhere to the association of devotees. You know? Live in the association, hear and chant in association, and strictly follow the regulative principles. Don't be playful with Maya, don't meddle with Maya, don't be careless with Maya. Even if opportunities come and tap the door for falling down, So don't plunge into falling down. Yeah. Falling down, even a kutta billi can also fall down. What is so great about it? To not fall down is something great. Haridasa Thakur did not fall down when some allurement was offered to him. So your question, what you asked now, is not a new question for me. Many people have asked, many students have asked. One boy told me, Prabhuji, I am a good person. I don't go behind anyone. But if somebody voluntarily comes and asks, go with me to movie or party, or let us enjoy together, if some girl comes, I will do. Because then he said, sin will go only to her, he said, not to me. Because I didn't volunteer, sir. Are you rascal? Both of you will share it. Because somebody is pulling you into sin, and you are agreeing to share the sin. So you both will be taken to Naraka. Solid punishment will be given. Yamadasa will give you a fiery body to embrace. I tell these truths very frankly. If students come and ask, I show picture also from 5th canto. Because now people are so shameless, they ask this kind of questions very frankly. So we also should openly show. Why should we feel shame to tell the truth?
So this after death thing, that doesn't seem to, for a man, easily you can say,
Virya. That is all right. See, he may not believe it. See, you have done the truth. Yeah. You have spoken the truth. Whether it registered in his head or not is his problem. It's not your problem. You have told the truth. So, and not only that, there are, even in this life also, multiple problems. Like if somebody is, now we are going to come very close to that picture.
This is.
No. One example is given. See, this is, I'll show you. It's coming little later, it's coming. Yeah, this one. See, read this one.
Sometimes when searching for a drop of honey in the form of pleasure, he takes possession of others' wives and properties, is beaten by the king or the husband, and falls into insurmountable hell.
Yeah. See this.
No, for men it is very easy.
See, this is like putting your hand in a honeycomb and trying to take a part of it so that you can taste honey. When you put and pull the honeycomb, what happens?
Bees.
Immediately bees are chasing him. See, all of them in a group are chasing him to attack him, and he's running for his life. Similarly, if somebody touches another man's wife, this is not a new thing. In cinema posters, you see, a man is catching a woman and another fellow is standing with a gun. You see, no? Or he's standing at least with a knife. At least. So, sometimes one may think that, you know, a woman is having an illicit connection with a man, and one time she may escape, second time she may escape, but this becomes a habit. And when this habit continues 3-4 times, suddenly the husband comes to know, and he shoots the man and shoots the wife and shoots himself also. And these are all well-known stories. This is about illicit sex, it's talking, this example also. And this is not only woman stealing, this is looting money also. Like for example, you take money under the table, which is called goose, we call it, no, bribe. Now one man was telling me on phone that one company, 5-6 companies came for giving tender. So one company was ready to give him 2 lakh rupees bribe, you know. Other company was giving 1 lakh or 50,000 or 20,000, like that. So then he told, you know, I'm thinking of choosing the 2 lakh wala bribe giving company. But they are giving him 2 lakh, why? He and that person, they will jointly cheat his company. Otherwise, how is he giving 2 lakh? See, he is making 10 lakhs cheating in that company, and then out of the 2, he is giving him. Now imagine the company comes to know that this fellow has cheated us of 10 lakhs. So do you think they will leave him? They will chase after him like this. They will make sure, they will make a hell of, they will tell him, if you don't get the money back, we'll kill you only. Nowadays people kill also. Yeah, there are people who kill also. For the sake of money, for the sake of land, mara-mari, you know. Not just beating with gundas. In those days, people generally would break the hands or legs. But now people kill also. Because they know that anyway you are not going to give money, what is the use of your living? We finish you only. And then, in case he doesn't want to lose his life, he got 2 lakh rupees by bribe, but he has to pay back 10 lakh to the company. Because that party has cheated company of 10 lakhs. So company will not say you got 2 lakhs from them. They will say you give us 10 lakhs. Because you chose a party which looted 10 lakhs from us. Correct, no? So therefore, this taking shortcuts for pleasure in this world is always a foolish proposal. See, the Shastras allow a proper marriage between man and woman. So one should marry properly. marry properly and settle and then maintain the wife, and maintaining wife and then beget children and raise children. That's proper ideal life. If somebody goes for illicit sex, then one has to pay the price. And the price is even death also. Similarly, one earns money illegally in this world, one has to terribly suffer. We may say that, you know, I have done it in the past, but I know the knack of doing it. I am very smart, you see. I don't get caught. Of course, you won't get caught 2, 3, 4 times. 5th time, you will be caught in a very pathetic way. So pathetic way that you will lose all the money you earned before and multiplied by 100 times. Like that. Because generally what happens, a bad person, the habits continue repeatedly. It again and again comes. One has to face this situation. Okay, we are in the owl, no? I read this.
The material world is full of envious people. Even within one's inner circle, there is much backbiting, and this is compared to the sound vibration of a cricket in the forest. One cannot see the cricket, but one hears its sounds and thus becomes aggrieved.
You know what is this cricket sound? Some people are fed up with your deficiencies. Like in a family, husband, wife, children, mother, father, uncle, aunt, sometimes there's a joint family sometimes. And some people talk about you behind your back. Like for example, imagine you are married, your father-in-law talks about you that you are not a smart money maker in life. He says, muff, kya kare, isko shaadi karke de diya, amar beti ko de diya. नहीं है अकल नहीं है बना नहीं पाता है बहुत ही इज वर्किंग वेरी हार्ड बट ही कांट मेक मनी नॉट अ श्रूट फेलो बट ही विल नॉट टेल यू इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू विल शो ऑल दैट ही विल शो लाइक दैट बट बिहाइंड ही इज टॉकिंग सो यू गेट द साउंड व्हाट ही इज टॉकिंग एंड यू विल फील ग्रेटली पेन बिकॉज ही इज एक्चुअली लेबलिंग यू एज अ इनकॉम्पिटेंट पर्सन करेक्ट ना सिमिलरली डिफरेंट पीपल विल टॉक बिहाइंड योर बैक डिफरेंट थिंग्स In this world, when people talk of your incompetence, that is one very painful thing. So I gave you the example. Like that, there are other people who will say, for example, somebody said that you committed a mistake and they blamed you, and then you proved to them that you didn't do it, somebody else did it. But after listening to your correct version which you have told them, still they will keep telling the whole story. Any of you understand this? You understand what I am saying? You see, somebody had a wrong perception about you. You clarify to them that you are not the culprit, somebody else did it. But again and again, they will tell the whole story only. So how many of you think it will be very painful? Correct, correct. Why? Even after you clarify also, a person keeps telling the whole story to many people. It's called rumor mongering, you know, backbiting. So cricket is actually a creature which makes sound inside the wall. In the night, you hear, no? Some kind of sound it makes. But you don't know where is it in the wall. Even if you break the wall, you won't find it easily. But somewhere it is there. Similarly, how many of you have heard some rumors about yourself? It's floating around, but you don't know who told it. You don't know. You heard? Correct. So how many of you felt pain? You felt pain or not? Seems most of them are perfect gentlemen. They don't have any problem. So when word gets around about you, some people are talking. They will talk like that. I sakar de, I say bola. And then you want to go out in the sky and say, Kisne bola ki maine ye kiya hai? Aajao samne mere samne. Main prove kar dunga tumko ki main galti nahi kiya hoon. Aajao. Koi nahi hai samne. Nobody. But still you go back. Again, somebody says, Prabhuji, somebody told me. Arey, who is that somebody? Get him in the friend. This is called cricket, you see? Yeah, go ahead.
When one takes to Krishna consciousness, one always hears unpalatable words from relatives.
This is another thing. Like one father was telling son, Are dekho tumhare cousin brother America chala gaya hai. Kitna kama raha hai maalum hai? Mahine mein 2-2 lakh kama raha hai. Tum dekho, buddhu. Tum sab chhod chhad kar, mundan karke, iskan mein jaakar baithe ho tum. कुछ लापरवाही कुछ काम का नहीं अगर तुम्हारे अंदर क्षमता हो तो करके दिखाओ जी अरे टॉफल देखो अमेरिका जाओ कमाओ क्या तुम पुरुष है स्त्री है तुम बताओ वन ब्रह्मचारी केम बैक रनिंग प्रभु जी आई एम गोइंग टू अमेरिका नाउ मैं पिताजी को प्रूव करके दिखा दूंगा मैं, करेक्ट ना. सो दिस इज अनदर थिंग, पीपल स्ट्रेट अवे कन्फ्रंटिंग यू ऑन द फेस, दे विल क्रिटिसाइज यू, ये इस्कान के लोगों ने मेरे बेटे को बिगाड़ दिया, कमाता नहीं. बिकॉज पेरेंट्स थिंक ऑफ यू लाइक अ मनी मिल्किंग मशीन, दैट्स वॉट दे वॉन्ट टू, एंड दे वॉन्ट टू मिल्क डॉलर नोट्स, ऑल डॉलर नोट्स दे वॉन्ट टू मिल्क लाइक दिस, दैट्स वॉट दे वॉन्ट टू डू. And then when they find that I made my son an engineer, I made him doctor, I made him chartered accountant, now this fellow has left everything and joined. So they harass, they harass. Same with Matajis also. Matajis want to practice Krishna consciousness. Sometimes the husband is very angry that now my wife is not cooking meat. She is not, and she is not the same as before. Earlier we used to watch TV together, we used to go to movie together, now she is not interested in movie. She's not interested in TV. She is going to the Hare Krishna temple. So the husband becomes extremely angry. I know of husbands who slap their wives or beat their wives sometimes. They torture their wives just because they are Krishna conscious. Sometimes women are also very innocent. In front of the husband, they wear tilak and, they go with the bead bag to temple. Husband becomes more angry. So women have to be very intelligent how to discreetly practice. So if a woman has a husband who is favorable to Krishna consciousness, she is very blessed. Very blessed woman. Therefore, he is saying that in this way, in the material world, you are a non-devotee, you are a devotee, both have problems. That is the point. Yeah, read it.
Wealthy men without goals in this life or the next are like impious trees or poisonous wells.
Yeah. See, sometimes a man suffering in this world in want of money, he goes to some wealthy men who are stinking rich. They have lot of money. And he goes for begging for loan. And they don't give him a single penny. Why? Because they are like impious trees. See, impious tree means a tree which has no fruits. Or tree which has poisonous fruits. That's called impious tree. So, the wealthy people nowadays you find, there are stinking rich people, crorepatis, what one penny for others they will not spend. So a fool sometimes in this world goes from one wealthy man to another and they don't give him anything. So therefore he is saying in this world we find man in misery, his misery is increased by begging loans. And there are some people who give loans, but the goal of their giving loans is to cheat you also. They will increase their interest over a period of time. The later you give back my money, the more will be the interest. In this way they will completely usurp you.
Since his memory being destroyed by bodily absorption, he again and again runs after sense objects, eat, sleep, mate, defend, which are like a mirage of water.
Yeah. See, in this world, if we get kicks from Maya, then we should learn a lesson that I should not do this again. But he again and again does it. Why? Because his memory gets destroyed by bodily consciousness. When one is in bodily consciousness, he forgets that I suffered before. So Prabhupada says about this Bhogatyaga principle. Like a woman sometimes is garbhavati, goes to the hospital, and when the child comes out, sometimes it is such a painful thing for the woman. Sometimes she screams very loudly, and when the child is born, she faints, she has labor pains, and she is unconscious for a long time. And the doctors give lot of things for a woman to recuperate and become healthy again. It takes her 2-3 months to become healthy again. And then she tells her friends, oh, enough is enough. No more child. One child we wanted, we got one child, enough now. But then you will find, again she will have a big belly, she will be garbhavati second time, third time, fourth time, fifth time. So although she suffered labor pains at the time of delivering the first child, later on she forgets it. Correct, no? This example is one example given, that when sufferings come in our life, we become gentlemen at that time, and again we do the same old thing. Another example Prabhupada gives in NOD, Nectar of Devotion. He gives example of a man going to some prostitute and getting a venereal disease. Venereal disease means sex disease, sexually transmitted disease he gets. Because the prostitute is mixing with so many men, so when a man goes to her, he gets some terrible, horrible disease. He He may have itching all over the body, and he may have scales all over the body, and there are medication and treatment for him. So he is screaming and yelling. He has to take so many leaves. And so when he gets well, you know, that old suffering he forgets. Again he goes, he says. So therefore, Parikshit Maharaj told this famous verse. Drishta shruta abhyam yat papam janan api atmanohitam karoti bhuyo vivashah prayaschittam ato katham. He said, drishta means, in this world it is seen that a sinful person is punished by the police. Is beaten up by the police, rebuked by the people in general, and thrown into the jail in this world. Drishta. And Shrutabhyam means Shastra. Shastra also says that a sinner will be punished after death. So we can see with eyes a sinner is punished. And Shastras also say after death will be punished. Drishta Shrutabhyam yat papam janan api atmano ahitam. Are atma ke liye ahit. Ye janane ke bavajood bhi insan kyon paap karta hai? He's asking. After knowing also that this is bad for me, why we keep doing it again and again? Karoti bhuyo vivashaha. Helplessly one is indulging in the same wrong act again and again. Why is it so? He's asking. Prayaschittam atokatam. What is the use of in a religious procedures if one is acting again and again? Therefore, at the end of the chapter, the devotion service is mentioned. If one is practicing devotion service intensely, the devotion service is like a fire. It can burn away the previous. Please repeat this sentence. Devotional service destroys sinful reactions, counteracts sinful proclivities, and uproots, burns the desire seeds, and uproots ignorance. So four things it does. The devotional service or chanting of the holy name, first thing it does is it destroys the sinful reactions. That means what? The purva janma arjita papam, it destroys that. So the reactions won't come. Yes, reactions will come, but in your dream purposes. Like for example, if somebody is supposed to die in an accident, instead of dying in an accident, it may come as an accident in your dream. So in this way, Krishna nullifies the seeds, he says. So this is destroying the sinful reactions. Then it says that it destroys the sinful bijas also. The bijas are papa karma bija. It's called as kama karma bijas. So they are the ones which impel us to commit sin. So the kama karma bijas are all pushing us to act wrongly. So those bijas will be burnt. How do you know they are burnt? The propensity to gratify the senses will go away gradually. Kama karma bijas are getting burned away. Then he says it counteracts the proclivity or sinful tendency called kutam, which means kutam is always like this. It pushes you to do wrong things. And devotion service acts like this. It just opposes it. And the more you are intense, then the kutam is completely finished also. So the tendency is defeated. And finally, it uproots avidya or ignorance completely. When avidya is uprooted once, then you are free from gunas completely. Three gunas cannot affect us. So devotion service, one has to take up. Then bodily absorption will be finished. Bodily absorption is called abhinivesh. Avidya, asmita, raga, dvesha, abhinivesh. So the abhinivesh is the fifth degree of bodily absorption. Very deep it is. So one can rise above it through devotional service. Otherwise, these mirage-like pleasures we will be chasing again and again. It's like somebody is sleeping at night and the mouth is filled with sputum. You know sputum? Saliva. And sleeping, he's lazy to get up and go to bathroom and wash the mouth. Some people are, they want to sleep also, they want to clean the mouth also. But then he keeps lying down with the saliva. Suddenly he gets a dream. Oh, here is a vati with rasagulla and, along with juice. And then like that he drinks. He's thinking, I'm drinking rasagulla juice. But what is he drinking? Yeah, his own saliva only is drinking. So in the material world, the pleasures are like that. Yeah. Because In the material world, the sense gratificated pleasures are like this only, drinking one's own saliva, imagining that I am drinking rasagulla. Because man describes, you know, when man and woman in romantic affairs, when they describe one another, they say so many things which are false about each other. So therefore, his pleasure of enjoying, man enjoying woman or woman enjoying man, it is simply illusory. It's a false, it's a mirage-like enjoyment. And same way with any other enjoyment. Money, I told you, there are 14 types of sufferings that accrue when one wants to accumulate more and more money, given in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Avanti Brahman, yeah. So in this way, in this world, the pleasures are compared to a mirage. Why mirage? Because if you run to the mirage, you will not find anything there. In the distance, it looks like a river, and you are very thirsty. If an animal runs there to drink water, it runs there and puts the mouth there, like that it drinks the water, the mouth will become filled with hot, dry sand. Because only sand is there. Similarly, in this world, the pleasures one gets by eating or sense gratification, one finds that before gratifying senses, there is a big imagination about what I am going to get. But while gratifying senses, one finds there is nothing here. It is simply cheating. It is like that demons who saw Brahmaji cast off his body, you know, in the twilight. So the twilight body was coming down. So when demons saw that, they saw the twilight sky, which was reddish. The sun was like a reddish ball. So they thought that the woman is playing with that ball. And the formation of the clouds appeared like the woman's body. Her hands, her legs, her chest and all these things. They saw the formation of the cloud. And the demons partook of her by fighting for her and getting her. But it was all flimsy cloud. Just as the clouds withered away, similarly, the healthy looking bodies of the Bollywood actors and actresses, if you see, they have shapely bodies like wax body. You have seen a Barbie doll, you have seen? You know Barbie doll? Barbie doll, you have seen that? So Barbie doll has a wax-like body. Very beautiful looking girl, beautiful looking boy. Sometime a boy and girl sitting together make like this. But this wax-like body will melt away over the years. And only like that. And the teeth will be gone and you have to hold a stick. Therefore, it's a mirage, it is said. Why mirage? Because it doesn't remain. In this world, one should not chase after that mirage. Therefore, our Indian culture is so good. You know, boy girls are married at a very early age, at the age of girl is 16 and boy is 20. They marry like that, and when the girl attains puberty and the boy is mature, they are allowed to stay together as husband wife. They beget 2-3 children, and then they understand. Now they become more responsible in raising the children, and by the time they become 50, the children are grown up and they are, they are in their 20s at that age, and then husband and wife focus on spiritual life fully. With more attention to spiritual life. It's a very beautiful system, this Varnashrama system. But otherwise, there was one cinema actress in America who married 27 times and divorced 27 husbands. Can you imagine? Out of that one man, she married four different times in that, out of 27. So similarly, I heard in Pune, there is a gentleman who is 76 years old. His wife passed away recently. He has remarried now. With another woman. I thought, in this age, why does he need another marriage? This is the age to renounce the world and then take to Krishna consciousness seriously. But because people don't know the goal of life, they simply delve in mirage-like pleasures. It's like cheating pleasures. See, do you remember I told an example before? I saw one brahmachari lying in a cot. He had a bottle like this. He wanted to take his bottle and open it and drink water, in the night. So you want to drink, but I was lying on the other side, so I saw him, his hand was going down, now he was trying to touch the bottle, this way, that way. And then he did like this, bottle fell down. So he couldn't get the bottle in the hand. He also had a metallic bottle like this. So he couldn't get it. But then I saw him sitting in his seat, I thought he was going to get up and come. But what he did, he sat in his seat and just kept his hand like this, and sound also came. Gada, 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 the sound. I don't know how the sound came, I don't know. And I was wondering, is he dreaming or what? Anyway, next day morning he got up at 4 o'clock and said, "Oh, my throat is burning." And he was telling me, "Prabhu, I drank one full bottle of water. Still I am feeling throat burning, Prabhu," he said. I said, "But I didn't actually see you drinking." "No, Prabhu, I sat down and drank," he said. I said, "Check your bottle." He checked his bottle. It was heavy, full. It was up to the brink, it was. Then he was so surprised. "How is it?" Then I told him, "I saw you." "What you do?" This is only mirage, isn't it? So the material pressures are like this only. Huh? You think you are enjoying, but there is no enjoyment, you see. Yeah. Read this.
Shallow river and pseudo gurus.
Yeah. Shallow river represents pseudo gurus. Why? Imagine if somebody climbs on a tree and jumps off the tree to dive in this water. What will happen? He will only break his head. It's a shallow river. It's not even 1 or 2 feet deep. It's less than that. Similarly, pseudo gurus are cheaters, you know, who are shallow fellows. They are actually doing religion as a business. They are hardly concerned about God or the suffering living entities. They are simply concerned about making money, filling their pockets. In America, Prabhupada saw some Americans queuing up to meet an Indian guru. Prabhupada was amazed. Why how such a long queue? And he asked the devotee to find out. The devotee came back and told Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, this fellow is giving a mantra and he is charging some $200 per mantra." Prabhupada said, "What mantra? What is it for?" "It's a mantra to become God." He was telling. Prabhupada laughed and said, "If this fellow can make others God, why can't he become God himself?" Prabhupada asked it. All simply cheaters. So there are many in this day and age. My Lord, Kali Yuga is filled with so many pseudo gurus. The example is given in Bhagavatam of jugunus. You know jugunu? Glowworm. See, the glowworm in the tree can shine in the night, but it cannot show you the road. It cannot show you the way. Can it show you the way? Just it shines for a short while. And then there are stars in the sky. Can they show way? They cannot show. And then there is a moon. So the Prabhupada says the stars and the jugunu, they are all like bogus movements in Kali Yuga, which are started. They call all the people, "Come here, we will enlighten you. We will show you path." They are simply cheating. But Prabhupada says the ISKCON or Lord Chaitanya's movement is like a full moon. Gaur Chandra, they say, no? It's like full moon. But the full moon is hidden behind the clouds. But sometimes the clouds moves aside. Then everybody can get benefit of the full moon. Like that, Prabhupada says. So right now our full moon has come out 500 years ago, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because of which we all have become benefited through Prabhupada. And Prabhupada says, even in a dark age like Kali Yuga, which is pitch dark, when the Purnima moon comes out, people can get light. So this Sankirtan movement can give light, and we can expose the bogus pseudo gurus like this, so that people can be saved. Read this.
When his wealth as
dear as life
is stolen by government officials who are like rakshasas, he appears dead without symptoms of life, or he faints in lamentation.
See, the income tax raid people are compared to rakshasas here, because the rakshasas drink blood, no? So these people drink money from you. They're compared to rakshasas. Actually, you cannot understand, because you have to be very rich to understand this. Because very rich people who get money by fair and foul means, you know, they are looted by government officials with big taxes, heavy taxes. And big industries, companies are very much worried about this GST. Correct, no? This recently, what is the GST? Government sales tax, is it?
Goods
and service tax. They are very worried about this. Because the whole India is talking GST, GST, GST everywhere now. Now, Brahmachari may not talk much about it. So we don't have much in our pocket also. Yeah. So, yes. This holiday I told you, Gandharvapur. Dreamy happiness. Also, one more thing he adds, reappearance of forefathers. Sometimes a man gets a small boy and then he goes to see a big palace. He thinks, Maybe this small boy is my great-grandfather and he will bring good luck to my family. Like that he's imagining. Correct, no? So that's only Gandharvapur. Imagination. Read it.
Sometimes he becomes overburdened with the weight of performing karma such as weddings, birthday party or sacrifices, which are like wanting to climb to the top of a mountain. He compares with neighbors. They are doing. Why can't I do this as well? When he can't match his neighbor, his mind becomes agitated and angry.
Yeah. So, in a family, there are many duties to be fulfilled. Like a medical support to the family, you know, food, clothing, shelter to the family, you know, getting the children admitted in the school and paying the fee for the child. Nowadays, school fee has become very high also, nowadays. And the safety and security of the children, raising the children, and then eventually marriage for the grown-up children, and then saving them, setting up a business for the son or placing him in a good job. So these anxieties are all there for a family man. But while executing these duties, sometimes a man becomes too greedy because he compares with other people. He thinks, I belong to this community. Hamare community mein aise hota hai shaadi. Kam se kam, one fellow was telling me recently, he came to Pune. I asked him, sir, what is your age? He said, 68, he said. He asked, can I get a job in your temple? He was asking. He's a devotee. So I asked him, how much are you looking for? He said, I can do this, I can do that. Many, many things he knows he can do that. He said, I am looking for basic minimum of 50,000 per month plus allowances leading to another 50,000. About 1 lakh per month will be nice, he was telling. I said, you can't get a job like that in a temple. Then you have to do some other job outside, I told him. So then I asked him, this is the age, 68, you are supposed to take to Krishna consciousness seriously. Why don't you, you know, why should you worry about, bother about earning? He said, that's a long story, but he said, to cut it short, I will tell you, I had only one daughter, he said. And when I grew her up, I sent her to West to study and she came back. And I wanted to get her married in a very gorgeous and grand way. So he spent 3 crores for the marriage. Can you imagine? He said, this was my life's savings. He said, I became bondi after the marriage. He said, all my relatives were all raising their eyebrows and they were amazed. Kya kamal kiya apne? What amazing marriage you conducted. So I could impress every single relative. I have about 50 to 80 relatives I have. They came from different parts of India. They said, we have not seen such a impressive. Because he had taken a big star hotel and with swimming pool and, you know, so much of dowry and so much procession money spent, even for the, you know, 1 month greeting card, 5,000 rupees for that marriage card. He spent a lot of money. See, I told him, see, you are not a crorepati to spend. You only have 3 crores. See, 3 crores is not a crorepati. You should have a few hundred crores in order to spend few crores. See, there is a luxury, there is a necessity. So if a man has 3 crores, how much do you think he can spend for his daughter's marriage? About 30 lakhs. 10%, correct? About 10% he can spend. But he is spending all his 3 crores. And now he is searching for a job now. So that is why it's like climbing a mountain. Now in 68, you know, he wants to fully give time for Krishna consciousness, but he said, actually, my Satya Bolam Prabhuji, even if I get a job in your temple, I like chanting and dancing more. He said, I don't want to work, but I am forced to work, he was telling. Because he has brought about this predicament by his own foolish, you know, activities. You understand, no? And why he did that, can any of you tell me? Why he spent all his life earning? To show off. Oh, living in it is desire to show off in this world is too much. To others, it's very difficult to give up tendency to show off. Even as brahmacharis, we have to be very careful, because if you have this showing off tendency, we will burn ourselves, our good health, our this, so many things. Like once a cat went to the kitchen and took a firewood and put strips in his body. When he put in the body, actually the burning strips are very painful, no? He put strips and then he looked in the mirror, do I look like the tiger, you know? Meow! So he cannot roar like a tiger, isn't it? Similarly, people try to imitate others. Why should a cat imitate a tiger, isn't it? So because of this, people burn out themselves. You don't have to be like anybody else. You be what you are. You heard the story. It's almost time for your prasad now. When you come back after prasad, I'll tell you the story. Shilpa Prabhupada ki.